This is Tony O'Rourke with Lesson 78 of the Irish Guitar Podcast.
Hi, Tony. I believe you have a bonus for us this week.
That's right, Jerry. We're actually going to look at two jigs as a set. And they're very often played together, these two tunes. The two tunes are the Castlebar Races and the Mouse in the Mug. Now, I first learned these tunes from Seamus Hanahan. And Seamus is a fine accordion player from a town on the Atlantic coast in County Mayo called Lewisburg. And I learnt them from Seamus's CD called Caught in the Surf. If you ever see a copy of it, grab it. It's a great recording. Lewisburg hosts Fela Cush Cooin every May bank holiday. And in 2012, I attended as a performer and a teacher, conducting guitar classes. It's a wonderfully organised event with great musicians, not only from Ireland, but from beyond. And any listeners planning to attend would be well advised to get plenty of rest beforehand. No doubt you'll find Seamus and his many musical friends at one of the many sessions throughout the town. Anyway, onto the tunes. Both of these tunes are in G major, and funnily enough, both begin with the same three notes. Now, the first part of Castlebar Races is played in open position, and the second part of the tune is played almost entirely in the third position, that is, with the first finger would need to be positioned on the third fret of the first string. And that first finger is also used to play any F-sharp notes, which on the second fret of the first string. Where you have consecutive F-sharp and G notes, use your first finger for both. Now, for Mouse in the Mug, you'll find something similar. The first part of the tune is in open position. For the second part of the tune, I've written it out as a 16 bar section with no repeats. The first 12 bars of this section can be played in the third position using your first finger, playing any notes occurring on the second fret of the first string, which is the F sharp, and also the second fret of the third string, which is an A, and then reverting to open position for the last four bars. In fact, the last four bars of the tune are identical to the last four bars of the first section. As an idea for the backup part, you might wish to try E minor instead of G for bars 1, 5 and 9 of the second part of the tune. Now, this creates a fairly different sound for the tune, but it's worth experimenting with in your practice room, not at the session. You want to sort all this stuff out before you go out and play it in public. But using the E minor instead of the G does make the tune sound quite different. I haven't included many ornamentation marks in the Mouse in the Mug, but feel free to put your own ornamentation into the tunes as you see fit. Remember this, that sheet music is only a tool for aiding in the playing of music, and unless you're playing in a situation requiring you to stick rigidly to a written score, such as an orchestra or a string quartet, then introducing your own ideas into the tune is what it's all about. I've chosen to play both of these tunes as a set rather than treat them as individual studies, as they are both played together very often.
And in a moment we'll hear the tunes at a slow pace and then at a normal pace. But first, a reminder to listeners that they can purchase Book 5 for $9 US at irishguitarpod.com. It contains all the sheet music with tablature and chords for all 18 tunes in this series of lessons. Actually, it's 19 tunes, given that this lesson has two of them.
And also, I think there's a bonus lesson somewhere in there as well. So
indeed,
probably 20. All right, Jerry, I'll let you go and practice these two jigs, and we'll see you next week.
See you, Tony.
Thank you.